Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section, where they partner with BookTok authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
This is Task Zoom Orgasm, written and read by the Barefoot Sub. An unanswered email flashed up with a follow-up prompt. Hanging my head in shame, I clicked dismiss. The email request seemed simple enough in theory, but the fact remained that I didn't have permission to ask for a meet. Not only were the lockdown restrictions firmly in place nationwide, but in the summer, when Sir had agreed to me having a play date, I had failed to follow through with my promise of sexy shenanigans. The chemistry had been missing, and I'd changed my mind. Now I was to wait. Wait to be instructed to find someone to fuck me. Well, I'm not surprised he'd ignored the request. I already had the answer I required. Never mind, my orgasms were currently unrestricted, so I would just make do with those while the opportunity was there. With homeschooling, work deadlines, and generally keeping my sanity, the opportunity to scratch my own itch was minimal, but achievable. However, something was missing. Craving that connection, the eye contact, the groans of pleasure from my lover. I had plenty of memories to keep my lusty fires burning, but I knew that I needed more. And so did Sir. Though we spoke daily, there was no mention of my request. Not even on the Friday, when he asked me if I would like some tasks. "Yes, please, sir," I replied, wondering if he would include a meet of some kind. The wait for tasks felt like an eternity, though in reality it only took 45 minutes for his response to flash up. The wind was knocked out of my hopeful sails when I saw the first task. 1. Task. No touching yourself for 14 days. So, no response on the meet, and now punishment for asking by having my pleasure removed. A lesson for this needy submissive. If ever I required a reminder of my place, this was it. It didn't stop me crossing my arms in disappointment, though. And I may have stamped my foot just a little. The rest of the tasks would keep me busy, keep my mind off the pressure that always grows within me when he restricts my orgasms. Knowing that my discomfort is causing him pleasure is always a turn-on, after all. However, when I reached the last task, I had to read it 3 times before it made sense. 6. Task. Zoom orgasm. You may have one orgasm, and this must be completed using an online platform with a woman of your choosing. You have 7 days to complete this. No touching outside of this task. Okay, so the no touching wasn't the punishment. He knows how humiliating I find it asking for what I want. But while I'm an exhibitionist, I'd never considered online play before. And I didn't know any women who would. And as a technophobe, I could feel the anxiety levels building. How could I complete this one? As it turned out, a tech-savvy playmate offered to teach me all she knew. Finding the time to meet her was proving an issue. As her workday started early and the children were needing some attention until late, we couldn't make it work. Until day 5, when I realised their pattern of play. 30 minutes of blissfully quiet house, where they would be holed up in their bedroom, playing Minecraft. I sent my message. "Are you home?" "Sure am," came her swift response. "Fancy playing now?" I asked her. I've got peace and quiet. Two ticks. Opening my laptop, I gathered my favourite vibrator and clit stim while it loaded. Towel, toys, laptop at the ready. I noticed her Zoom invite in my emails. It didn't take long to position myself so the door wouldn't open, and I opened the link to a delicious sight. She was propped up on her pillows, gently stroking one hand over her already slick mount. Her naked, luscious body took me back to our first explorations. Her sweet and tangy taste, musky scent, and inviting curves. So close to hand, yet so far away. With the risk of uninvited visitors, I kept my clothes on, lifting the skirt and revealing my smooth, oozing slit. By this point, I could see her fingers trailing sticky arousal from one set of lips to the other. It spiked my arousal in an unexpected way. Rubbing my nub with two delicately expert fingers, I picked up my hefty vibrator, flicking through the settings until the correct pattern set to work through the shaft. I slid it between my voluptuous lips and watched her with lusty eyes as she mirrored my actions. Her gaze focused on my play, mine on hers. Each the source of arousal in the other woman, both heading for intense release as we fucked ourselves, together but apart. She came first, her pleasure reaching my ears as I took in the sight of her convulsions. Knowing that her voyeurism had found a focus in the plundering of swollen lips hastened the approaching climax. Pressing firmly on my clit and using the rubber cock to mimic her actions, I felt the orgasm rip through my body as the floodgates opened. With each gush of pleasure, she hit an aftershock orgasm, having switched to her mini wand, lost to our individual lusts, united with the screen between us. My permitted orgasm had been achieved. And as I was reluctant to require further correction, I withdrew my toy and removed my fingers. Mopping up the flood with the towel as she came down to earth herself, we exchanged satisfied smiles. Time was short, but passions ran high. Recounting the fun and games with Sir later, I shared that it had been a surprisingly pleasurable experience. He had known I would enjoy myself. He always does. But on this occasion, he wanted to know why he had set the task. "Because I asked for a meet when you had explicitly told me not to," was my answer. I could sense the laughter in his reply. That was one way for me to learn my lesson. But no. His responsibility has always been to keep his property safe and fulfilled. Why would he let me down by permitting me to meet in person? A global pandemic does not make that a safe option. No. Online orgasms with a sexy lady friend would be fulfilling my lusty desires while also keeping me safe. If you like this, you can find more of my work at aleapoffaith.uk and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.